Shlomo Tzvi ben Avraham Yehuda Halevi, really besach the Yudaim.
Eliyakim Chaim.
Learning Zechul Lishmas Ayis father, Eliyakim Chaim ben.
Rav Simcha,
which means Elokim Chaim, the living God, who brings Simcha to this world. Kein Yelanu. Shemil Tzioshua for Aryeh, his family. Ganz Klal Yisrael. Parbeis, we're up to Mishnah Dal. We can do this round two.
All right, this
one. Safik Nasim Lochos, Safik Lochos Nasim Lochos.
Let's get this up again.
Parbeis Mishnah Dalid. Parbeis Mishnah Dalid. Here it is. Parbeis Mishnah Dalid. There's no pictures over here because it's so easy.
Oh yeah? Okay. I
told you it's easy. Safik Nasim Melacha. We'll cover the machine over here. The whole world is listening. Don't block the mic.
Safik Nasim Melacha. Safik Nasim Melacha. What's going on here?
We have a doubt if you have word for
mistakes. Right. We have a Safik whether it was used for Melacha already.
Right. We have a Safik. So what is the halacha? The halacha is Safik Tahar. Even if you had a trial, three sfeikas together, I have a cup of water, I have three sfeikas. Number one, maybe it's less than revitz. Number one, maybe the malacha. Number two, maybe it's tamei. Each one of those sfeikas alone would disqualify this water for the tilas yadayim. Even though we have all three, there are three reasons why we should not be allowed to use this word. There are three legitimate sakas why we should not be allowed to use this word. Each one in and of itself, it's still tar. It's okay. Bibnesh Armu, because the Chacham said, Safika Yadayim, Litame, because the Chacham said three halachas. Number one is there's a general print that by the way, the Chacham, okay, that halach the Chacham said is not relevant to our discussion. It's not relevant. However, we need the Mamma
saying,
Safika Yadayim, Litame, Ulitame. The li toher. Okay, it's critical to understand the difference between these three things. The first suffix is litme, did my hands become tame? Which means I have a cheskas kashrus. It's a very important principle. I have a cheskas kashrus. My hands are tar.
Right.
So I have a suffix that did it become tar? So the suffix is going against a chazaka. The chazak is good.
Right.
So Allah, you're going against the grain. And number two, ulitame, same thing. I have food. The food is vada tar. My hands are vade tame. I have a savik. Did my hands touch the food? I know my hands are tame. I don't know sekis. The food was originally cheskas kashrus, was tahar. Did my hands make contact with the food? Again, you're going against the grain. You're going against grain. And the last, this is the biggest chiddush. The li toher. My hands are vade tame. And no sekis. I have a suffix that I do a proper netilas yadayim. Now that's a chiddush because I'm going now against the grain. I'm going against the grain of vada tama. Yet suffix is suffix that he goes through all three cases. Suffix.
So he just went through all these three cases.
No, now going through three more. So this he's saying bivnei
he just went through these.
That we already know. We pass kintar.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not. It's an entirely new principle. All of those three cases are all fall in the last category. All the three cases all fall in the category of vali tahar. Did my hands become tar? All the three cases, because we have water, we do not know if the water is kosher or not kosher. I don't know. Maybe the water was malacha, not malacha, shurvius, not shurvius, tamei tar. So therefore, what's the subject? If I use that water, do my hands become tar? But one thing is for sure, before I use the water, my hands are vade tamei. That's the last case. You can rule L. There's a question. All three cases are all in the category of the li tar.
Vaita.
Tar. The halach is tar.
Yeah.
Shesafkan tar. Shehoil v'tumas hayadam b'dei ritzayim. Halach hiyu b'sekan. Now, Rabbi Yosef, emeh li tar. Safik yadayim l'tar. Tameh. He disagrees with all the cases of the Mishnah. He disagrees the whole Mishnah. Out the window. Why? Because he can't go against the chazaka. Of my hands are vaday tamei.
Why?
Because my hands are vaday tamei. My hands are vaday tamei.
What's the case?
This case.
What case?
Li toher, v'li toher, the last case.
Just tell
me. Rabbi Yosi, the Heilig Rabbi Yosi says, li toher, if I have a safek, did they become tohar? Tomei. Sveikon, tomei. Shekevon, since. Shohayu hayidai b'cheskas tumo. Lo tiharu, esim chacham misafek. Shein safek motse midei vadai.
Ram.
Bram, besafik yadayim li tohar, by the first two cases.
Yeah.
My hands are vade tohar, and if I did become tamei, over the tamei,
Avi
yasim odish a second tarm. Ketzad, safik yadayim li tamei, what is the safik of yadayim li tamei, did it become tamei, will it become tamei, or something else? Now here again, we explain the first two cases in the Mishnah, which we're not learning yet. Ha, you yadav tohoiroys, ah, it's a cheskes kashos.
Well,
the fun of shnei, he caught him to make in front of me two different loaves of bread, which are tamei, v'oichlim, tamei, v'oichlim, Tameim. Now the halacha is the halacha of
Oichlim
Tameim Mitam Mitam is done Bigzeres Chacham. Kamoishin Shoshana Lahalan.
Tameim.
A person needs food. A person needs food.
That's a Yadayim. Bigzeres Chacham.
It's a Gzera. If you eat food, that's Tameim that your hands. You become food has no Minat Torah. And even with the Rabban, food does not have the capacity to make you tamei.
Yeah.
Food is only.
But if you eat them.
But if you eat it with the Rabban, then your hands become a shneis. That's the concept. Okay, add that to your repertoire. To all of your. Anything which was a sheni. A sheni. Anything that's paisla shuma, which makes you into a sheni, can mitame has the ability to make your hands shnius. Now, what does that mean? It means when you eat it. So that's halacha we learned before. Kol ha-poisles ha-shuma, which means a sheni. Anything that can be poisles ha-shuma, which means a sheni, mitamei, has the ability to contaminate the sayadayim, to make your hands tamei. Oh, so you don't have to eat it. 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 I made him say you don't have to eat it. You don't need to touch it. See, I didn't know that. If you have food that's a sheni, and if you touch it, so midrabanan, your hands become shnius. Food that is a shade that you touch, you become your hands become a shade, not your body. You need a tilas yadayim. Do you know that? Now you know it. Food that is a shade which you make contact with, your hands alone require the tilas yadayim with a bracha before you do a davar shabbat kedusha.
The shnius tummy.
A shani, food, if you touch it. Food that is a shani, which you touch. If you touch food that's a shani, your hands become shnius. Which means you cannot daven until you wash the tilas yadayim. You cannot recite Birchas HaMazon until...
You have to wash before you eat it, or you have to
before.
Eat
it? Before. The food itself, you have to wash it? You have to... interesting question. The food itself is a shani on your hand, and now you touch it, you become a shani, so why even bother washing your hands? Because you become a shani.
Right.
I don't know the answer. I really don't know the answer. But let's. Well, one thing is for sure. If you're coming to daven, if you're coming to learn, if you're coming to eat,
Taurus
Hakodesh. I don't think he's gonna say it. I don't think he said. How you yod of Taurus? Listen, you hear the Taurus.
Yeah.
You hear. So therefore, the lefun of you have to shneiki. You have two. You have two different loaves of bread that are tameim.
Right.
Ro'ichlim tameim. Ro'ichlim tameim mitamis yadayim. Zeis chachamim. If you touch it, So what happened now? The two loaves of Oshayaki Karma, we shine us Lutumma. The Kol Hanagabi, the other, we shine Lutumma, Yad of Timaeus. It's certainly going to be true. So what is Allah?
Suffolk,
Nagabi, Bikaras, Lutum Yad of Suffolk, Nagu. Why did I say two? I don't know why. We'll see. Why did I say two? I don't know. Why did I have to say two? Both of them are Tommy. Both of the loaves were atame.
Yeah.
So why did the Mishnah have to say that you have in front of you two loaves of bread? They're both tame. Let's just say in front of you one loaf of bread. Something, I think it's because it's coming to the next part of the Mishnah where one is tame, one is tar.
Okay, good.
So therefore, you have a suffix. Suffix loy naga, but haray zes suffix yadav litame. You have a suffix. Did you touch? Did you not touch? So what is the halacha?
Haray
yadav
suffix.
Haray yadav tameyais. Because so the rule is.
Chazaka, because
you touched it. No. Haray zes suffix yadav litame. No. No, that's it. It doesn't say the halacha. It does not say the halacha yet. All it is suffik loy naga. Period. Now let's, before we give, we pask in the halacha, let us give it another case. How you yod, let's say you hear the other one, pumfa keret. How you yod, you hear the vada tamei, or the fada shayi karim, tarim shal chumam suffik naga, we can go with suffik timu, haitam, suffik loy naga, bachayam harayi khan, suffik yadam utamei, That's the second example of the Mishnah. Your hands are vaday tame.
No, go ahead.
Next. Case number three. Hayu, now here is three number three. Hayu yod of achas tamei v'achas tohoira. Two hands. Both of the cars to have two time. Time shall true. Naga be one of them. The car is suffic to the suffic. The term naga be the hot to me naga because the suffic. The power of naga be that to have naga but have a gam can suffic the damn time. You do not know which hands. How you have to have us to have other cars. How you have to have a car to have a car to have a car to have a car. Yeah, two, then you have two loads of bread. One is tame and one is tar. You do not know which one you touched. So the nagav yachamikam. So the nagav the nagav the yadav the tar the suffik the tar patar nagav is that suffik how you damn tami.
Yeah.
All of these examples. How you damn tami? One is achas. One is tami.
Yadav achas tami. One hand. One hand is tami. The achas
tohayra. And we found out kikara secha tami. Oh, it's nagav b'shteyen. And you have both them. Yeah, you both. You have two hands. One is tami. One is tar. You have some of you two loaves of bread. It's a possibility that the yad that's tame touched the one that's tar. If one is tame, one is tar. So you try to be nagav b'kika atar. Or all the way from about bitar by tahira bitar maybe tar bitar or shahayara tahira naga pikatar maybe the yatar be have a yara to naga pikatar the whole aspect of the hayadam to shahayu the karm to mashayu hayadam to hayos the karm to harim I'm the bitar asam all these examples over here the, it gets easier and easier it gets easier and easier it explains what means tame the tame or the tame. There are three different scenarios.
Right.
There are three scenarios. The basic idea over here is that when you, the basic idea according to Yosi is, if you start out with a chazaka of being a vadai, good tohar, and now you have a suffix, did you change? Yeah. You can't go against the cheskes kashrus.
But there's one case.
So the only case is where put with the other way around. Where you vadai tame and vadai tame. My hands are tame like a doorknob, they're vadai tame. And the question is, did they become tahar? Yes. So there you're also going against a presumption. You're going against the given. So then that's the machlokes.
According to the Yama say that it's okay.
Because since the whole halach of washing your hands only is in the Rabban, Minatora, you do not need to wash your hands. Minatora, your hands are not even tame. Minatora, your hands are not even tame. This whole halacha of Shnius and Midrabban Mela and Navasavik, we can be lenient. We can say that even though you're starting out in a bad place, we can say that you're okay. But according to Rabbi Yossi, no. Once Chazal have given you the red light, they put you away in solitary confinement. All of Lahavi Raya to come out. You hear?
Yeah.
Maybe there's a picture. Maybe. Ulay khay samani vi vi ha in Allah ayrahim mayim shnag bakham yot tum no nas shnag tum we know this already what is this 48 what is this 48 I'm not about my yod of nas yod of shnag tum no you don't need all these pictures maybe here's the last case yeah one in is tame one is tar ya tameya ya tahira. You have a suffix. If this Ya Tahira touched the Tahira, maybe this happens. Then everything is good. If the one that's Tar touched the Tar, the one that's Tame touched the Tame, everything is good. Right? Tar, Tame, Tame, no harm done. Or maybe you switched. Maybe the Ya Tameya touched Hiyashal Tahira. Maybe Ya Tahira touched Hiyashal Achli, the hand becomes Tame, and the bread becomes Tame. We don't know what happened. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a tiger by the toe. How's the rest of it go?
Let's go. Let's get out of here.
Let's chaz the mishnah hamol. Let's chaz the mishnah. Here the mishnah. A whole long mishnah. Sekes.
No, let's go.
Safik nazir hamam malacha. I'm a safik. Safik nasa malacha. So the loy nasa malacha. I'm a safik. Safik yesh behem shir. Safik yesh behem shir.
I'm a safik. Is it
religious or not? Over here we're discussing another third case. Yes, safik shemayim. Safik tohayu. We're talking about tohar. Three sveikas.
Sveikas tahar.
So now why? What's the chiddush? even though my hands start out, even against chazaka, but Meir Shlomo, because there's three halachos, there's three yisoid. This is number three. We just learned that all
Sefer Yedaim
l'tamei, which means what? Did my hands become tamei? Li, look at the lamed.
Yeah.
Li, did it come to me? Li, li tamei. Did my hands become tamei? My hands start out tar. Number two, I have a sefek uli tamei. My hands are vaday tamei, but the food is vaday tohar. Did my hands touch this? Did it contaminate this?
Right.
Number three, everything we just learned above fits in the category number three. The li taher, li tohar. My hands start off tamei. They start off vaday tamei. I have a suffix. Did they become tohar? Was the water kosher water? I'm going now against the chazaka. My chazaka, my hands are vaday tamei. I have a suffix. Was the water kosher water to lift the tumah to tahara? Li taher. So we just learned in the mission all the three scenarios. What are the three scenarios of li taher? All the three scenarios are: the water revius, not revius, was a malacha, not malacha, was a tamei or tahar? Tahar. Now that's according to the Kama. Rabbi Yosi Omer, no. In the last case, you can't go against the chazaka. I disagree with you. I agree with you in the first two cases, but not in the third case. In the third case, you're going up against the chazaka. Li taher, if you have a suffix. If you have a suffix, if your hand became tahar, li taher, if your hands became tar. Tame. You're tame. You cannot break a chazaka.
Ketzad.
Ketzad
what?
Ketzad, we're now going to go through, Ketzad, we're going through the first two parts of the mission, the first case. Now we're going to li tame and li tame. And Ule Tame. Where are those? Everyone agrees in the first two cases, Tahar. Ketzad is going back in only these two. Ketzad. Ha Yodav Tahiras. Ooh, Tahiras. Aha, okay. The Tahar. Ulefanov, Shteki Kikorim, Tameyin. Ooh, Tame. So now what could happen if I touch these loaves of bread?
Are you, come on, let's go. We have to
move. Safik Noga. So against the Chazaka. Safik Noga, Safik Loy Noga. Case number two. Yeah. So it's Tahar.
Right. Ha Yodav.
Or Sayush Yodov Achas Tameya, Vyachas Tahira, Ulufanov Shneki Kodim, Achas Tav Yachas Tar, Noga Bishayen, Safik Tmeya Batame, Utar Batar, Oitar Batame, Oitme Batar. Like these that's the Savik the Tame.
So
Lachav is the that case everyone agrees. I'm Kamashayu Kamo Shahayu. Good?
Beautiful. That's it.
Okay.
Gotta go.
Gotta go?
Yeah.
All right, we finished the second parak of the Masech Yadayim. How many more parakim we have Yadayim? Two more parakim. Four parakim Yadayim, and the Uksim. Uksim. All right, be successful. May Neshama have an Aliyah, be Mil Tseisha. It should be Mil Tseisha for you, for your family. It should bring for you Simcha. Shlich for your daughter, for your son. Everyone should be healthy. And also, time for Torah, Avodas Hashem, do Avodas Hashem, and most important thing is not to be nichshol in any chait. Not be nichshol in a chait, even a hir aver, even a hir aver in a chait, because chait is where it all goes wrong. And Hashem should remove from you and your family all of the distractions which prevent you from reaching your full potential in Avodas Hashem. Where do you get such brachas? Where do you get such brachas? Only thing is, if you got it from a real person instead of from a sheretz, maybe it would work.
Come as work, come as work. Have a great day. Totally
it's all yours. I will be sleeping.